Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Legacy Leaver Worldwide Empower Radio. I am your host for this 30 minutes, next 30 minutes, Miss Chandra. And I'm telling you, I am so excited about what God is doing in my now. And I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. You know, when God does some great things, when he starts moving supernaturally, knowing that he's the only one that could do what he do when he did what he do, you need to tell somebody. You need to testify. And before I get started, you know, I just have to give God glory before I even get into what we're going to talk about today. Miss Sandra received a letter in the mail on Monday. Now, you know, we've been on this fast, 21-day Daniel fast with my church, New Birth, and again, shouts out to my apostle, Bishop Eddie L. Long, First Lady Elder Vanessa Long, Long family, all my New Birthites around the world. God is just moving and doing some incredible, amazing stuff. Now, our bishop had us to, you know, write down specific expectations. What are you expecting God to do during the 21-day fast? And I wrote down some things, of course, some debts that need to be paid off. And I'm telling you, to make a long story short, because I really want to get into what we're talking about, I went into my mailbox yesterday. I saw something. I said, okay, what is this about? I'm thinking it's another bill. I'm like, oh, God, you know. You know how you dread sometimes? You don't even open the bill. You just leave it there on the counter for a few days. Then you decide maybe open it. But I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it and see what this is about. I said, okay, Lord. I open it up, and I'm telling you, I started screaming. When I started reading it, I just screamed all up in my, I told my kitchen up with some praise. Because when I read through it, let me just read a little portion of it. It says, the enclosed cancellation of debt. Okay, first of all, I couldn't even get past them 4 or 5 words. The enclosed cancellation of debt. And this is my copy of a statement. And it was saying that the amount that I owe from the lender, or to the lender, excuse me, was $11,627.37. Let me say that again. $11,627.37 was erased, was forgiven, was canceled from my record, and they will notify IRS to make sure that everything is taken care of. Now, it wasn't an IRS issue, but the lender that I owed to made sure that I wouldn't be charged any more tax or anything. $11,627.37 was forgiven, canceled, wiped out, obliterated, will be removed from my record. What kind of God do I serve? I serve an awesome supernatural God. I'm telling you, if you ain't on board right now, you need to get on board. I'm telling you, all you got to do is confess and believe in your heart, and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died for your sins, and on the third day he rose, and now he is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you every day. Do you know that Jesus is praying for you? That's how much he loves you, that while we were yet sinners, while you didn't even know him, he died just for you. How good of a God do we serve? You can get saved right now while I'm talking to you worldwide. You don't have to wait and get to church and say, well, I'm trying to get myself together. Stop trying to get yourself together and just do what you're supposed to do. To heck with what everybody else thinks. They don't know all of your inner stories. Only God knows, and he still loves you. He still has a perfect plan for your life. So I just want to take a minute or two just to tell you about what God, great things God is doing, not just in me, but people worldwide. And you know, let me just share this right quick before we get into it. Some of us, we need to just be connected in prayer. Sometimes, you know, just going to church on Sunday ain't enough. You need to be connected to some people that can fill you in the spirit as far as praying, encouraging you, believing the best for you. So I need you on Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Miss Sandra needs you to call into these numbers. Listen to this number here. It's 530-881-1050. Now, if that line is busy and it's full, then call into 559-726-1050. Now, if you don't want to be bothered with your phone and you have an iPad, you know, or listen on your iPhone, or you want to log in on your computer, you can log in on the www.newbirthlive.tv. Again, that was www.newbirthlive.tv. Okay, Miss Sandra says she needs you to grow. Now, you're talking about being, you know, praying for the one and being prepared for the one. Well, you need prayer, okay? Just can't keep going on trying to do things your way. You keep messing up. You keep going around in the same old circle. Miss Sandra's tired of you going around the same old circle. I just need you to continue to be encouraged. I want the best for you. I'm believing the best for you. I don't want to do anything but speak life into you. And the first thing to do as far as speaking life is get connected with some prayer first. Speak to God. Let God speak to you. A lot of times we talk to God and, you know, we don't give God an opportunity to respond back to us. But he wants a conversation with you. He wants a relationship with you. Do you know this whole thing about, like Apostle Walt said, it's a story about a father to a son. It really is about relationship. It's not about religion. God don't care nothing about you being Buddhist. He don't care nothing about you being Hindu, all that other stuff, all these other religions. That just keeps us apart, tore apart. Keep us from fellowshipping and getting to know one another. God is about relationship. Ain't to the man. Now, let's talk about today's topic. Today you're talking about bury your skeletons for good. That's what we need to do. We need to bury our skeletons for good. And you're saying, Miss Sandra, what are you talking about? And it's amazing how, you know, God had me to go to, you know, Luke 9 and verse 57 through 62. Now, I said, now, okay, God, where are you going with this one? Okay, we talk about bury your skeletons for good, and we're relating it to relationships. Okay, so it's hard for you to go into something new and you keep bringing your skeleton bones with you to dinner. You keep bringing your skeleton bones when y'all go hang out maybe at the movies or you go take her to a nice show or to the games or even the church. You got the skeleton sitting right up in there with you. So it's never the two of you. It's always three of y'all or four of y'all because you keep bringing skeletons, things from your past with you. You have not renewed your mind, and it's hard for that new person to ever feel comfortable around you because you're always bringing other things and other people that don't belong there that you should have buried a long time ago. I remember I put on my Facebook status that a lot of you keep having a funeral service every week. You're saying, Mrs. Sandra, how am I having a funeral service every? You keep going to the grave site. You get a shovel and you go right back to that same grave site and you dig up that coffin or them bones and you keep having that ceremony over and over and over again. And what I'm talking about, not physically doing it, but in your mindset you're doing it. And then what you're thinking in your heart, I mean in your mind, it produces in your heart, and that's what produces that manifestation of what you're thinking about. So if you keep saying, well, I keep doing, you keep thinking it in your heart. Whatever you think it in your mind, then it comes down to your heart, and then it produces outward. And so Miss Sandra said, okay, today is a day, the season of the season, to bury those skeletons for good. And let's get right into it. Now, you know I'm going to bring it from a kingdom perspective. Again, we're talking about relationships. Ladies, remember, you are the one he is looking for. And men, if you're a Proverbs 31 man, you want to make sure that you are prepared and ready to receive that Proverbs 31 woman or find that Proverbs 31 woman. So let's get right into it. And, you know, the Holy Spirit had me, you know, just like, I said, why are we going to this one? But then as I began to read it and begin to study and he began to speak to me, it lines up just exactly with relationships. And I'm reading out of the Amplified today. And it said, it occurred that as they were going along the road, a man said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus told him, foxes have lurking holes, and the birds of the air have roosts and nests. But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And he said to another, become my disciple, side with me, side with my party, and accompany me. But he replied, Lord, permit me first to go and bury or await the death of my father. But Jesus said to him, allow the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and publish abroad throughout all regions the kingdom of God. And another also said, I will follow you, Lord. Follow you, Lord, and become your disciple and side with your party. But first, let me go say goodbye to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back to the things behind is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, you're saying, okay, Miss Fodra, what does that have to do with relationships? I know I didn't pick a story about, you know, a man and a woman, a wife and a husband, you know, leaving. Why would God go here? But as I begin to look through it, it really has everything to do with relationships. It's relying up as far as the kingdom. And we're not just talking maybe just husband and wife or, you know, meeting the one that you would like to marry. But it also has to deal with a lot of relationships. It has to do with business relationships. It may be, you know, other type of relationships internationally, globally, locally. And he says this here. He says here, they're along the road, and he said, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go. Now, that's a good thing if somebody said, look, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. Okay, where you going, I'm going too. But why would Jesus turn around and say this? Why would he turn around and say, foxes have lurking holes, and the birds of the air have roosts and nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head? Why would Jesus give a response back to that person that wanted to, that man that wanted to follow him? He said, I'll follow you wherever you go. He said, but wait a minute, I ain't got no place to lay my hat. In other words, he's not talking physically laying his head. He's like, I don't have no one to leave my mind into. I don't have anybody to leave my renewed, my mind of newness. I don't have any place to leave my mind of non-tradition stuff. You hung up on tradition. You hung up on where you come from. You hung up on the path. How can you follow me wherever I go if your mindset is not focused on kingdom or things of the kingdom? I am the kingdom. The kingdom is here. It's me. But you don't have the mindset for me to leave my mind in too. Some of you, God has told you to leave some stuff alone, leave that thing alone, let that relationship go. Some of you, you're still maybe mourning the death of people that may have died years ago, and it's hard for you to move on, and you feel stuck. You feel like, I can't move forward. How am I going to live my life without them? But Jesus said this. He's like, I need to put my mind in you, but I can't. Not until you let go of what's leaving you paralyzed. And so I went over to Genesis 19, and I remembered the story, because actually people know the story. It says, remember Lot's wife. It said here in Genesis 19:26, but Lot's wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Immediately, when she looked back, she became a pillar of salt. Some of us are not physically a pillar of salt, but our mindset is stuck at a pillar of salt, looking back. And God said, I want to do some new and exciting things. I want to give you brand new relationships. Some of us had some bad business deals with people that cut us, that betrayed us, took our money, set us up, destroyed our credibility, and we're afraid to move forward. Now, God done presented you with a whole new plan. You done wrote it all out. You done designed it all out. You got everything. You got the blueprint. You done got everything in order, but you're scared to move forward because of what may have happened now. Maybe you did a couple of productions that weren't too good, and you're like, I'm not going this way. And God's saying, revive those things. But you can't see it because you are still stuck on yesterday. You have to make sure you don't become like Lot's wife. Remember, trying to hold on to the past. Now, her heart was still stuck in Sodom and Gomorrah when the angels told Lot, look, take your family, don't look back, don't be trying to reminisce, get going where you're going, because if you get stuck, you're going to get destroyed. If you don't move now, and Miss Sandra's speaking prophetically to you, some of you, if you do not move now, if you do not look ahead now, if you do not turn around now, you are going to literally end up getting destroyed by things of your past. You're literally going to be stuck and paralyzed and cannot move forward into what you're supposed to do. He said this, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but I don't have a place to lay or put in the kingdom of God. My mindset, how I think, how I move, how I speak, how I pray. He said, I don't have nobody to lay my head in because they're too busy stuck on tradition. The man said, I want to follow you wherever you go, Jesus. Jesus is like looking at him like, how can you follow me when your mindset is not there? The way you're doing things is not there. You're still holding on. Look, he said this, like, look, I want to follow you. I really do, but please wait till my father dies. And let me bury my father, then I'm going to come after you. Jesus is like, I don't have time for that. I'm on a mission. I'm on an assignment. I'm here on assignment. I have an appointed time for everything. And if you cannot grab hold of my mindset of where I'm going and what I'm doing, then you're not worthy to follow me. That's what he's saying about any man that put his hand to the plow and keep looking back. You're not worthy to follow or get the things of the kingdom, because Jesus is not even at the cross. Oh, I know I heard some people's theology right there. Jesus is not even at the cross anymore. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. The job is already done. It is your job and responsibility to believe, to have faith for, to believe for salvation. That's where he's at. He's in the now, and that's where God is trying to get you in the now. He's like, I got a beautiful wife for you. I have a lovely husband for you. I can renew your marriage. But if you don't allow me to lay my mind in you and do the things that I've told you to do, then it will literally be destroyed. It will literally fall apart. How many of you have lost good people that God has sent your way because you were stuck in yesterday? You were stuck in a pillar. Your mindset was stuck as a pillar of salt, looking back, and God is saying, no more, I can't do it. I will not lay my mind into an old mindset. He's like, in other words, I will not pour a new wine. I will not give you break off fresh oil until you learn how to renew your mind. Let's go into the next one. He says here, the next one said, but Jesus said to him, allow the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and publish abroad throughout all regions the kingdom of God. In other words, he's like, if you keep sitting here waiting for things to die, some of you, okay, let's bring it back around to relationships. Some of you are in relationships God has pronounced a whole death sentence on, and you still trying to hold on to them skeleton bones. Like, I'm just going to ride it till the wheel fall off. If it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it. You know, I'm just going to sit here and tolerate it. And you don't realize you already died. You don't realize you already waking up, you looking like a skeleton. God is saying, I've already pronounced death on that. That's just like Samuel, when he kept trying to get Saul, to have God to have Saul remain king. And God said to him, how long are you going to keep coming and bowing down before me in prayer about something that I've already pronounced dead? He is not going to be the king. I've already transferred the mantle in the spirit. I'm going to need you to get where I'm going. I have someone I'm going to send you, and you're not going to even have to open up the flask for the oil to fall out. You're going to, when you put the oil, the flask over the oil, the flask over the person, the oil is going to pop out itself. You ain't got to lay no hands. You ain't got to do nothing but go where I tell you to go. But if Samuel hadn't done a mind change, he'd have been stuck in his, what you call, calling, in his gifting, trying to make Saul still king. And God was like, he's not going to be king. And that is not who I'm leaving my anointing on. I've already anointed somebody else. And so we as people, we've got to make sure we are not in relationships that God has already pronounced dead, and he is not going to revive them. Some businesses God has pronounced dead, he is not going to revive them. Some friendships he's pronounced dead, he is not going to revive them. And I hate to say it, as much as I'm an advocate for marriages and I love marriage, I'm looking to get married one day soon. Because I know God is going to demonstrate it. He's demonstrating some things now that, you know, are just great. I know I cannot continue to keep ministering and speaking to you without him demonstrating what he's going to do for me in my life so that your faith can be increased, so that your faith can come up. But we have to understand, we got to keep moving with God. We cannot get stuck in time. And this is what he was talking about in that word. He was like, I don't have any place to lay my mind. People are still stuck. And yesterday, people are still stuck in the passion of the past. Let's go back to the old time where God ain't there. He is not. Let's go back to the old time. Now, some things, as far as it relates to the scripture and the word of reverence and love, yes, we must keep that as a foundation. Love. Love. God is love. And if we're not planning things and doing things that has to do with love and discipleship, it's all for nothing. Jesus said, hey, here, go publish. Go do what I put in you. Go share your giftings, and with it, share the kingdom of God. But he couldn't do it because he's busy waiting on somebody to die. How long are you going to sit there and wait for something to die when God is speaking to you to have life and have life now more abundantly? He says, I've come that you may have life. Why are you sitting there waiting? Some of you, God has put your promise right in your face, but you can't see it because you are still carrying those skeleton bones of yesterday. And Miss Sandra is declaring and decreeing, today is the last time you're going to have dinner with them skeletons. Today is the last time you're going to take them skeletons with you on a date. Today is the last time you're going to be stop being afraid to move forward in those business deals. Today is the last time you're going to stop being afraid to join the ministry that God has been speaking to you for the longest time to join, because of what you have in you. Some of you, you've been hurt by people in the church. We don't go there. I know we're still talking relationships now. We're still talking about the one. But some of you have been hurt by people in the church, and you haven't been back, or you haven't gotten involved in any other ministries. You still stuck on 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It may have been last week. And it's hurtful. I have been hurt by some folk in the church. But they're not my focus. That is not why I live every day. They're not the reason why I serve God the way I do. I serve God because I know without a shadow of a doubt that he loves me. He still has a perfect plan for me, and that whatever hurt and pain and unforgiveness is in my heart, I know it's going to be worked out. Why? Because I made a choice to love, and that's what we need to do today. We need to make a choice to love. You know, love is such a powerful thing. Love will get you over some stuff that you didn't think you could come through, that you didn't think you could forgive, that you didn't think you could let go. Love is not just a four-letter word. What love got to do with it? It has everything to do with you burying these skeleton bones for good. Now, there's some steps that you need to take to burying your skeletons for good. One, you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision to let go and move forward. Change and renew your mindset. You have to renew your mindset to have the new things to be a part of new relationships, something fresh that can really bless your life and take you to a whole nother level. You have to first make a decision that you want that, to renew your mind in that. Romans 12, 1 and 2 and Romans 5, 17 can be your key scriptures to study on. Three, change your environment or your surroundings. If you're trying to date somebody new and you've been praying to God, you know, for a wife, or, you know, you want a husband, well, folk don't want to come up in your house and they see everything of your past. And they see candles around, you know, you still reminiscing over the past. Everywhere they go, they see pictures of you with somebody. Okay, if you're going to do new relationships, you need to make room for that new person that God is bringing in. That's why he said, let the dead bury the dead. You need to let that go and move forward. Now, some things, you know, as far as if it's a family, like a daughter or a son or a husband that was lost maybe in the war, so those things are understandable. But Ms. Sandra is talking about you still have a shrine set up. Or when you made a shrine out of it, you still sitting here, you know, you cry, and God is like, it's time to move forward. It's time to go head on. I got some great things for you. I want to mold you so you can share your testimony with people that may be stuck in that area. But you can't move forward if you refuse to let go. Number four, make positive confessions daily, or as often as possible. You have to continue to make positive confessions out of your mouth daily. Write them down. You can move forward. It may take a little time. You may not be as fast as some people, but every step that you take in the right direction is an accomplishment. Celebrate that. You don't want to be like Lot's wife, and your heart and your passion is stuck in things that God says is an abomination, that God says has nothing to do with where he's going, has nothing to do with or lines up with what the Word of God says. And so we're down to our last few minutes of this show. Ms. Sandra says, today, bury your skeletons, not your physical skeletons, but your mindset. Stop hanging on to stuff that is not productive. Stop walking into things that are not producing anything that's going to get you to the next level. It's time for you to have a life. It's time for you to live. It's time for you to be happy. It's time for you to have joy. It's time for you to have that Proverbs 31 woman, man. It's time for you to let go of who hurt you tremendously or maybe betrayed you. You want a good wife, and maybe she's already been presented to you, but you didn't, you know, you saw her, but you can't move forward because you're paralyzed and stuck as a pillar of salt in your mind. But today, now is the time for your victory. You can have victory. You can walk in love always. It comes through Christ. It comes through renewing your mind. It comes from making positive confessions. It comes through making changes in your environment and into your surroundings. And it comes from making a decision that you're going to decide that you're going to move forward today. Remember, ladies, you are the one he is looking for, and my Proverbs 31 men, how Ms. Sandra loves you. Thank you so much for continuing to pray and cover us. Don't ever think that we don't need you. The devil is a liar. He made you first. He made you to be the head. He made you to be the king and priest of your home. Do what you do. Thank you so much for covering us and being there for us and listening to things that we couldn't even imagine listening. And we as ladies need to remember we are the gift, and we need to make sure that we let those men be men. Hey, man, keep praying for our men. They're getting it together. Some of us, you know, some of them, all they need is an encouraging word, a smile. You know, and if men do a small thing, just you know, say, you know what, thank you. You made up the bed today like I wanted to be made up, husband and wives. Or you know, he might have watched this. Now, he may not watch this like you want, but you know what? Thank you so much for cleaning up the kitchen. God bless you. Love you. Amen. So the little things, celebrate the little things. Celebrate the things moving forward. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today, logging in today, listening by phone. Ms. Sandra will be back next week, and there's some great things coming up in store. But until then, continue to love hard, love strong, and love on purpose.